This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the conclusion of the second extraordinary session of the 99th General Assembly.
I move that House Committee substitute for Senate.
On June 7th, the governor called a second special session for lawmakers. Missouri senators then convened the extra session on June 12th. Just 2 days later, they gave approval to Senate Bill 5, a measure that seeks to modify several provisions relating to abortion. From there, the proposal went to the Missouri House of Representatives, which took up and amended Senate Bill 5 on June 20th. On Monday of this week, the Missouri Senate came back to consider the measure again. During debate on the proposal, Senator Ryan Silvey of Kansas City mentioned the Missouri Senate version would have required the state attorney general to inform local prosecutors before he or she would step in on any case relating to abortion law.
We're going to take it completely out of the hands of the local prosecutor. They would give the attorney general concurrent original jurisdiction with or without action by the prosecutor, with no notice required and no opt-out.
Senator Scott Sifton of Afton added the Missouri House version would make it easier for any attorney general to block any local prosecutor he or she wanted.
I could make the case that if you want the laws that are on the books enforced, I would argue that the language that the Senate passed guards against that scenario better than what the House has done.
Tuesday saw Missouri senators return for a second day of debate. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester is the sponsor of Senate Bill 5. He points out a portion of his proposal relates to added responsibilities for the Attorney General's office.
There are currently six other places in law where it is a criminal matter that the AG is allowed to enforce. Missouri Health Net with Medicaid fraud, grain dealer offenses, these offenses that are a criminal matter.
Many of the opponents to the measure, including Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City, believe this aspect of the bill could set a dangerous precedent.
To figure out that concurrent jurisdiction, that centralization of power, can be misused, and I can think of many different circumstances right off the top of my head, that could be ripe for abuse if we continue to walk down the path of giving a political entity the ability to trump charges.
After approximately 4 hours of debate, the final vote on Senate Bill 5 was taken. It passed the upper chamber by a vote of 22-9. The next day, Senate Bill 5 was signed into law by the governor. By law, legislation passed during an extra session takes effect 90 days after it is signed, which means Senate Bill 5 will become law in late October.
Thank you, Mr. President.
No further business.
Next up for lawmakers will be the annual veto session, which is set for September. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.